There's a clear difference between knowing how to make friends and knowing how to keep and maintain friendships for a long time. Things come and go in our lives. While that is something we can and should accept sometimes, it doesn't always have to be that way, especially with the best friendships we've built. In the essence of that, today you will learn how to keep and maintain friendships. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines, and I'm your host. Well, today we are going to talk about friendship, who to keep, why we break apart, and how to keep friends. Well, for start, it is useful that you should put aside the myth that you should keep in touch with 100% of the people you meet. That is so unrealistic, and you shouldn't make that your socializing goal. You cannot keep up with thousands of people. The question you should be asking yourself is, what kind of friends do I want to keep? Well, the answer to that question should fall in line with what you value most. The friends with whom you get along best. Those you feel close connections to, those who make you feel that you matter, the people who make you feel understood, those who will be there when you need them, and those you can trust with your most intimate secrets. These are the qualities of a good friend. And if you happen to meet and befriend people like this, you shouldn't lose them. These are the kinds of friendship you should keep and maintain. You also generally want to keep friends who have similar interests and general opinions on life as you do, especially in politics, sabi nila. But to be honest, it really doesn't apply to me because there's always agreeing to disagree. Okay, well, for some, iba yon. Pero again, we all have different take on different things. Anyway, the people you share common interests with are likely to be your closest friends in the future. If not, they can become colleagues where you share your ideas with, or acquaintances. But whatever the case, cherish those you meet who you have a lot in common with. Well, naturally, we are different from each other, even if we have a lot of things in common as friends. And because of that, conflict can, of course, arise. And very sadly to some, leads to what we call friendship breakup. So what makes a friendship breakup? There are a lot of factors that can cause you to lose friends. Sometimes you just can't do anything about it. Circumstances like moving, new family obligations like someone got married already and they have kids, or maybe even work-related issues that force your friends to socialize less. These are scenarios that can happen to anyone. Another reason why you might break up with a friend is unresolved conflicts. And it is very sad because it does happen to some friends. And recently I had a conflict with another friend. Well, for a friend. But we'll see. I'm sure mare resolved din naman yan. But anyway, having said that, let's go back. So you and your friend can see eye to eye on a matter. One of you did something and refuses to apologize, or maybe you just disagree on whose fault it is. Sometimes it's plain jealousy between friends, but other times it's just plain pride. Well, another reason why you might lose friends is that you start to have less and less things in common. As you both grow individually, you also gain more knowledge and skill. The knowledge and skills you gain may not always coincide with skills with the other person. Or yung mga gusto mo, minsan hindi na rin niya nagugustuhan, or siguro talagang hindi lang niya gusto. You both feel less and less of a drive to hang around, or to hang out together because of this. Well, other times, you and your friends are too clingy or too distant. There's sometimes a difference between how much space you need to the friendship and how much the other person wants. If it's too different, it can be tough to maintain the friendship. One friend might want to share a lot of activities and maybe share all their secrets, while the other wants to be less involved. But having said all that, there are clear things you can do to keep your friends instead of losing them. These are the conditions that have to be met for the friendship to be maintained. Once these conditions are met, they have to stay that way. Yes, tama po. Friendship needs to be maintained in order for it to stay alive. Kasi ang hirap din kaya mag-maintain ng friendship, alam niyo ba? It is often a fragile relationship. Friendship, being a loose relations, needs more conscious nurturing than we assume. Totoo yun. Kailangan pinapanahonan mo din yung mga kaibigan mo. Be that as it may, you should treat friendship like you would, like any form of relationship. If you do not want it to fail, you need to treat it well. If you want to keep and maintain the friendship that you have now, take note of these following tips. I have read this article written by Paul Sanders titled How to Keep and Maintain Friendship. And I wanted to use the 10 things he enumerated kasi ang ganda-ganda ng mga enumerated things niya on how to keep friendships or how to keep and maintain friendships. Yun. Okay. Number one, keep having interactions that sustain the friendship. Keep taking interest in what they do. Share your own interests with them as well. If they pick up a new interest or hobby, get excited and be happy for them. Aside from that, encourage them to try other things out. Keep having fun with them, do fun things together, keep that environment of leisure alive. You and your friends should take a break from day-to-day life every once in a while. Well, totoo naman to, especially when you have time. Katulad ng mga iba, some of them, di ba, nagbe-member ng mga biking class na nagbabike sila sa labas, nag-ini-influence nila yung mga friends nila to do other things like yun nga, yung pagbabike and pag-hike and pag-play ng mga sports. So, ganun. Meron mga iba na nag-influence about reading books or nag-aate ng mga forums ng mga seminars, ng mga ganyan, and nakikinig ng mga podcast and nagtuturo spaces at all. So yan, magandang bagay yung mga ganyan. And you have to keep talking and sharing your stories about work, family, relationships, and day-to-day life. Kahit yung mga issues sa paligid nyo, issues sa mundo, or kahit anything that will spark a conversation, dapat ginagawa mo yan. It sounds simple, but that's partly what friendship is about. Sharing life. Talking about your experiences in detail. Getting to know each other deeper through stories. The more you know about each other, the stronger your bond will be. One other thing you can do with your friends is to find a new hobby you will enjoy doing. If there's anything you and your friends have not done and have been meaning to do so, then do them now. Even if it's just you who have been dying to do something new, bring them along with you. Doing new things together is a good way of maintaining a friendship. But most importantly, interact with your friends in a way that's meaningful and fruitful, and you'll be able to keep and maintain your friendship better. Okay. Number two, keep the interactions frequent. This factor is 80% of the game when it comes to maintaining friendships, meaning to say, staying in touch. Well, to keep a friend or a group of friends for a long time, you need to see or talk to them at an acceptable frequency. Mas madali na nga ngayon kasi you can create group chats sa circle of your friends. And then, obviously, mas madali nang makapag-communicate kasi dapat, parang ano na kasi, parang isang chat lang, isang text message lang, parang lahat na makakabasa and you all can interact easily. So, madali na to keep interactions very frequently, di ba? If, say, for example, they're in the city, like in my case, kung nakaholiday ako sa Philippines, try and meet them every once in a while, especially if you want to keep them as close friends. And casual friends can be met less frequently naman. But for your inner circle, the people you go out with the most, I recommend once in a while, makita kayo, like once a week or twice a month, if you can do it, if you cannot do it every week, at least ganyan. Yung mga talagang inner circle mo na sinasabi mo. Now, syempre may mga friendship din ng mga long distance, mga nasa abroad, ganyan. So, for long distance friendships and casual acquaintances, I recommend you touch base at least twice a year. Take the opportunity to touch base on their birthday or other important events like Christmas. Call them if you can. Do not just leave a message on their Facebook profile or Messenger. You know, some friendships can survive even if you do not see or hear them very often. It's the case if you spend a great time together and feel that you bond very well. Even in that case, it's still nice to touch base once in a while. So ako, meron akong mga friends na mga ganito. They're like my age range. And nagkakilala kami when I was in Saudi Arabia. Nung magkakasama pa kami. Basically, naging kaibigan ko sila sa Jeddah, sa Saudi Arabia. So these are the friends that I consider friends for life. Na kahit na tagal namin din nakikita, but once we were all gathered, it's as if last week lang kami nagkita-kita at nagkakwentuhan. We also have group chats. Paminsan-minsan, minsan tamad din eh, but to be honest with you, every time we get to hear each other, kinikilig pa rin kami, na-excite pa rin kami, and yeah, especially when we get to see each other, sobra grabe. One of the tip na sinabi ng writer is, take half an hour to an hour every week to do all your staying in touch with your friends. Wow. Sino ba sa atin na consciously making an effort to spend half an hour to an hour to stay in touch with our friends? Parang wala naman ata, no? Pero siguro nga kung nasa mood ka of staying in touch with your friends, gawin mo na. Lahat na lang kamustahin mo para mas maganda, para mas masaya. But yeah, well, having said that, I guess when you make it a habit to stay in touch with your friends, it's easier that way siguro. Siguro yung sinasabi niya is forming a habit para mas madali na nga sa'yo. And yeah, well, I guess yun nga sinasabi, it's very important that we communicate and we get in touch with our friends to make your life more fun, especially with your friends. Right, number three, do not push away your friends for no reasons. Well, a casual friendship can be turned into a close friendship. This, however, requires liking each other more, sharing more personal information, opening up more, being more intimate, and supporting each other emotionally. If you have a legitimate reason not to do that with a friend, like you don't have time, you already have enough close friends, you don't entirely trust them, then that's fine. You don't have to let the friendship escalate. But if you have no reason to keep the friendship casual, then don't prevent it from happening. If a friend gets more involved in the relationship and you feel like you want to do that as well, learn not to shy away from it. Go step by step. You develop the trust with that person again, step by step. Once they invite you to their home, try and replicate that. If they introduce you to their families, try to do the same. Once they share information that is dear to them, try and replicate that as well. If you do not replicate, the other friend can assume that maybe he's not interested or she's not interested in a close friendship and might stop, you know, investing themselves with you. Sayang naman. There's nothing wrong about opting for casual friendship, but at least do it consciously. Don't push friends away for no reason. As a matter of fact, go out of your way to strengthen your friendship with them. Classic example ko dito yung best friend ko sa Manila. His name is Joel Laude. Shout out to you, mama! We started like not really liking each other. Kasi bagong pasok sila sa circle ng groups naman. And naiyabangan ako sa kanila. Sila naman, naka-artehan sa akin. Pero parang bago. Maarte naman talaga ako. But anyway, but every time we get to see each other, papalapit ng papalapit yung upuan namin until finally we were sitting beside each other. Grabe, we were just non-stop talking and hala, naiwan na lang kami ng circle of friends na mag-inabot na kami ng umaga kakakwento. And eto nga, inabot na ng more than 20 years yung friendship namin. And we are in and out of each of our family's life. Sabi nga niya, we practically married each of our family. Labas-pasok na ako sa pamilya niya, pati siya. So we both know each other's issues sa family. And yeah, ganun yung friendship namin ni Joel. And yan, na-miss ko tuloy yung isa sa mga bestie ko. Na-miss ko tuloy si Mama. Shout out to you, Mama Joel. Okay, number 4. Deal with friendship conflicts. It's worth the temporary pain, sabi niya. Mahirap yung managing ng conflicts sa friendship, ha, actually. But managing conflicts in friendship is a vital skill because it's the best of friendships that are likely to hit a bump in the road. If you do not resolve the conflict, you might lose a very dear friend. Whether it's between you and someone else or between two of your friends, do your best to resolve conflicts. Make sure you do it without any judgment. The key to that is to take each person's perspective. And it is very, very important. Because each person needs to share how they see the conflict from their own place, and you as someone who needs to resolve it, you should listen to every side. Once everyone shares their perspective, each one can at least see some validity in their friends. You want to get why the other person did what they did. But after that, you want each person to see that the other person didn't intentionally hurt them. You want them to see how the friendship is more important than one incident. That's how they see the bigger picture. Apologize to each other and, you know, move on. Another thing you need to understand is that conflicts are bound to happen. And if it happens in a friendship, in yours, don't get discouraged right away. Resolve it instead of letting it go immediately. Okay, if there is one bestie ng buhay ko na ganito, laging may conflict with me, that is my Wonder Twin, Wins Salvador. Okay, ang Wonder Twin is our term of our endearment. Kung si Joel Laude, ang term of endearment namin as friends is Mama. Si Win naman, si Win Salvador, ang term of endearment namin as friends is Wonder Twin. Merong backstory kung bakit kami naging Wonder Twin, but hindi ko siya share sa inyo kasi medyo ano siya. Medyo ano siya, PG-13 level or rated 18 ata ito. But anyway, it's going to be in another podcast. But yeah, going back. So, kami ni Wins, we had a lot of numerous falling out. In fact, ang pinakamatagal namin na di nag-usap, inabot ata kami ng 2 years. Siguro kasama na din yung fact that he is in the Philippines and I'm here in London, pero tagal namin hindi nag-usap. 2 years. Pero yung isang araw, isang gabi na nagkita kami, doon na natapos yun. we just hug. Tapos magka-tear na pa kami ng short na suot kasi we bought the same shorts. Tapos nung nakita kami, we were wearing the same shorts. So nung nakita namin na parang kami ng shorts, wala na. We didn't even bother to say sorry to each other. Parang hindi na namin kailangan pag-usapan yung mga bagay-bagay. We just understood each other. Ang pinakamahalaga, pinaka-importante is because we love each other, because we're best friends. And lagi kami nagkaka-conflict. Ilang beses na kami nagkaka-conflict. Grabe talaga. I have no idea. For more than 20 years of being friends with him, with Wins, ang dami na rin talaga naming conflict. Pero nare-resolve naman siya. Ang binibigay, ang, what we do kasi is we give each other space. Tapos pagka okay na, nagkakausap na rin naman kami. And what I admire with Wins, pag alam, most of the time, siya yung nauuna. Kasi most of the time, kasalanan na yung pinag... kung bakit kami nagkaka-conflict. Meron din naman mga bagay na kasalanan ko din. Pero minsan siya pa rin, mas madalas pa rin na siya yung unang kakausap. Ganun siya eh. Kasi ganun din siya ka-arte. And yeah, but anyway. We realized na walang conflict ang magpapabreak apart sa amin. Because no matter what we do, or whatever happens, we have chosen already in our life that we are going to be friends for the rest of our life. Walang conflict ang magpapahiwalay sa amin. Ika nga. So yun. I love you, Wonder Twin. I miss you so much. Number 5. Remember your friend isn't a stone. They'll change. They're bound to change. Totoo yan. Well, part of being a friend is accepting the other as they are. So, who are they? They're human beings with a dynamic personality. They can change their opinions, change their habits, or have their own mood. Na nagbabago-bago din. A big problem in friendship is that people expect the other person to be predictable. Experience will show you that the most interesting of your friends are those who seek out new interests. They like to challenge their existing opinions and assumptions. And while they challenge their old ways of thinking, that might not be easy for you to hear. The best thing for you to do is to embrace it. Let them have their adventure in activities or in thinking. That's what friends are for anyway. Allow them the space to share that without judgment. Better yet, join them if you can. Be part of their adventure. You might learn a thing or two about yourself in the process. Kasi change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. That's what I'm trying to say. And it happens to people too. It happens especially to people. Whenever it happens to a friend, embrace the change. The best changes happen to the most interesting people. So if your friend changes in a certain way, be happy for them. Just be sure that it's a change for the better and not the other way around. So story time ulit tayo. Speaking of change, eto, sobrang laki ng change. I have a friend who transitioned. She eventually have accepted that she is a transgender woman, and ang tagal namin magkaibigan, so nahihirapan ako nung una. I was very, very supportive naman, of course. Nahihirapan lang ako nung una i-address yung bago niyang pangalan. Kasi syempre, alam na alam ko yung pangalan niya noon nung hindi pa siya nagta-transitions. But now I'm kind of used to it. And malaki yun. Being part of the community, mas madali ko siyang natanggap kasi part ako ng community. And I guess, open-minded naman ako na tao. So kahit anong mga changes na meron sa mga friends ko, I have to accept that wholeheartedly. And I have accepted wholeheartedly dun sa change na binigay ng friend ko. In fact, nagpaalam pa siya sa akin. Sabi niya, ate, magta-transition na ako. And I was very, very happy for her because, you know, she finally found herself and she's very happy. And hello to Cassandra. who's now Sandra pala. Sandra Concepcion. In fact, Sandra was my first guest on my podcast. Siya yung first guest ko dito sa podcast ko. I miss you so much, Sandra. There are a few changes that's happening in my life na hindi mo pa alam, but I hope magkakwentuhan tayo soon. Meron pang isa na ano na na ano na na very very ano great example dito sa topic sa ano sa pinag-uusapan natin na change. And this is about my friend who lives in the States, one of my bestie, Philbert de la Peña. Hi Phil, I miss you so much. And on my 40th birthday, I decided to travel to the States since doon na nga siya nakatira. Nag-offer siya na I stayed at his place. Kailangan naman ng bahay niya. And tapos, he's going to tour me around. So, I went to San Francisco. Then, we went to New York. We went to LA. We went to Vegas. And then, I went back to San Francisco. And then, I continued my travel to Chicago where I met another good friend. Anyway, I remember, nasa New York kami, we had this huge fight. Basically, may mga bagay that we don't get to see eye to eye already. Parang sa umaga pa lang, ganyan. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, hindi ka naman ganyan dahil, hindi ka naman ganyan noon. Tapos biglang nagpantig yung tenga ko. And then sabi ko sa kanya, you know, people change. Nagbabago din yung mga tao. Marami tayong mga bagay na hindi na ganun yung pagtingin natin. Kasi nagbabago yung reasoning natin, nagbabago yung pag-accept natin sa mga situation tsaka sa mga bagay-bagay. I guess we've kind of outgrown each other during that time. And dun lang namin uli, we were starting to pick up the pieces kung ano yung iniwan namin. We've known each other when we were in Saudi Arabia. Tapos siya yung nauna sa Ireland, tapos ako naman nasa London. Nagkaroon kami ng 10 years or so na gap bago uli kami nagkita. We just get to chat every now and again. But face to face and all, ang hirap pala nun. Tapos we were on holiday pa. E di ba sabi nga nila, pag nag-holiday ka kasama mong friends mo, it's either you make it or you break it. We almost break it actually kasi nga nag-away kami. Pero naalala ko, grinab niya ako bago pumasok sa hotel. Sabi niya, uy, bago tayo pumasok sa hotel, magbati na tayo. Hindi tayo pwedeng pumasok sa hotel na magkaaway. And true enough, yun nga, nag-usap kami. And then we do understand each other and we have accepted na may mga bagay talaga na kailangan naming intindihin. Tapos, may isa pa kaming pinagtalunan na isang bagay. And at this time, I went back to San Francisco. I think it was on his 40th birthday. I went back to his 40th, during his 40th birthday. And I was the last person to leave noon na yung mga ibang friends namin. So one day, we were roaming around San Francisco. Tapos, sinabi niya sa akin yung great plan niya of surrogacy. Kasi nga, ayaw niya mag-asawa, ganyan-ganyan. Gusto lang niya magkaroon ng anak. And sabi niya, magsusurrogacy na nga lang daw siya. And then sabi ko, I don't agree on it. Nashock siya. So ang ginawa niya, sobrang pumara siya. Pininto niya yung sasakyan. And then sabi niya, what? What do you mean hindi ka agree? Samantalang lahat ng mga kaibigan ko are very supportive. Ikaw na best friend ko. Ikaw pa yung taong hindi magiging supportive sa akin. Ito naman sabi ko sa kanya. Well, I'm just being honest. The thing is, at least ako honest. Kung ano yung sasabihin ko sa'yo, yun ang gusto kong sabihin sa'yo. Ayoko din yung mga tipong kaibigan na sasabihin lang yung gusto mong marinig. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of friend. But if I tell you something, galing yun sa akin. Me naman, the reason why I don't believe in surrogacy, kasi naniniwala ako na sinasabi nila, di ba, when you're pregnant, you have to love that person or that baby na nabubuo sa tiyan mo. Diba nga parang umpisa pa lang ninurture mo na siya, nilalove mo na siya, ganito. Pero anong messaging ang ibinibigay mo sa isang baby na dinala mo for 9 months tapos hindi mo din naman pala mamahalin kasi ibibigay mo naman din pala dun sa ibang tao or kahit dun sa tatay niya. Pero what lesson we are basically, or what messaging are we giving to that unborn, to that baby? Umpisa pa lang, ang messaging natin, andito ka lang, pero hindi ako ang nanay mo or hindi kita mahal, naalagaan lang kita kasi bayad ako. Alam mo yung ganung messaging, I don't get it. Hindi ko siya ma-resolve sa sarili ko. Kaya, yun ang sinabi ko sa kanya, and I'm just being very honest. And, you know, people have different take on different, ano, on different issue. He didn't actually take it lightly. Medyo nainis talaga siya sa akin noon. Tapos sabi niya pa nga, so paano na pag lumabas na yung baby ko? Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, well, that's the time that I get to be involved kasi wala na namang kasalanan yung baby. Diba? But I just don't like the whole process. Yun. Guess what? Hindi naman niya tinuloy. Sorry, I'm not laughing about it. Hindi naman niya tinuloy. I don't know kung ba't hindi niya tinuloy. Hindi ko alam kung natauhan siya sa sinabi ko or what. But anyway, moving on. So yan yung kwento ko about sa number 5 na sinabi nga niya ng all about yung change na lahat ng tao nagbabago. Lahat ng opinion natin nababago and all. Anyway, moving on, number 6, be more open to your friends. This may take time, but kasi nga, being more open towards your friends is something you should strive for. If you cannot be open to your friends, you'll always keep them second-guessing about you. What did eto, nagkakaroon tayo ng frustrations dito and that. Those are two elements that you do not want in your friendship if you want them to last. Yung frustration, saka yung duda. Ay, nako. There are two ways, though, that you can be more open to your friends. One is to allow yourself to be a little vulnerable. This doesn't mean you should always be like an open book. But your friends should be able to see you as a person, both good and not so good aspects. Totoo naman yan. A true friend will admire you for your strengths and understand you for your flaws. You shouldn't hesitate to expose both to the friends you value. Madalas kasi parang yung goody-goody side lang natin yung pinapakita natin eh. Pero actually, in the end, habang tumatakbo ang mga panahon, nalalaman at napapakita mo din kung ano talaga yung tunay mong color. Well, also, another way you can be open to your friends is to always speak your mind. If you have opinions on any matter, even if it's about them, especially if it's about them, let them know. Do not let those thoughts bottled up inside you. Your friends will appreciate you more if you're able to speak up your mind. If you see your friend doing something right, let them know in appreciation. And if they're doing something wrong, you have to be very honest with them. You're being a good friend this way, and it's one of the best ways you can keep and maintain your friendship. Remember my bestie Jawa Laude kanina? Yung kinukwento ko kanina. Alam mo, one of the many reasons why we became friends, he taught me to be very honest and not to shy away with how I feel. Like, ay ma, magkasama kami, no? Sasabihin niya sa akin, you know what, mama, imbiyar na ako sa kagabi ng very light. Kasi ganito, kasi ganyan, kasi ganito. And I learned how to acknowledge that. I learned to acknowledge na pag kami nagsabi sa akin na na-imbiyar na o na-offend ako and all, or hindi maganda yung ginawa mo. I learned to acknowledge that. And if there's a need for me to say sorry, I have to say sorry, or I need to apologize for that. And ganun din naman ako sa kanya. Especially if one of us did well naman, alam naman namin how to compliment each other or how to celebrate our own small wins. So, ganun ang isa sa mga friend, isa sa mga bagay na naturo sa akin ng friends ko or ng best friend ko na si Jawa. Right, number 7. Go easy on your criticism. Oh my God. Ito na yung kinakatakutan ng maraming tao. yung criticism. The previous point talked about being open. Yung mga kailangan maging open ka doon sa mga friends mo. Ito naman, ito yung kailangan mo intindihin. Kailangan mo intindihin ng maigi that in terms of maintaining friendship, yung pagbibigay ng kritisismo. Yes, you can and you should be open and honest with your friends, but however, there's a fine line between being honest and being critical. And that's a line you should not cross. You are allowed to criticize your friends, but for you to be able to do that properly, you need to know the difference between constructive and destructive criticism. You should always opt for the constructive ones, of course. And whenever you criticize a friend, make sure you do it in a goodwill. Make sure your criticisms are understandable. They're honest but helpful. Never use hurtful words and comments. They're needless and cruel in this situation. Kasi, you know, at the end of the day, just make sure everything you do and say is done and said with the best intentions. Your honesty and helpfulness will be appreciated. And once all of that is over, you'll have strengthened your friendship, thus keeping and maintaining it. Talaga to, I totally agree on this one. Pero may mga friendships din naman na bardahan lahat. Oh my God, laitan and all. For some friendship, for some people, it works for them. And, you know, I'll give it to them. I'm not gonna take it against them. Pero sana dumating din sa point na they will have to take things seriously. Especially yung pagbibigay ng kritisismo para sa kaibigan. Okay, number 8. Share and keep secrets. Maraming mga kakaibigan na nag-aaway dahil sa ano, sa sikreto. Kasi binigay dun sa isa, sabi, oh yeah, hindi ko sasabihin. Tapos pagka nagkagalit, nagkatampuhan, ayan, nalaman na ng buong mundo. Secrets are a vital part of every friendship. Friends share secrets with one another all the time. Secrets can also make and break friendship. Diba? If a friend shares a secret with you, make sure you keep that forever. The moment your friend told you that secret, they immediately gave their trust to you. Make sure you do not break that trust by telling their secrets to other people. You also shouldn't use those secrets to take advantage of your friends. And do not use it against them. Exposing a friend's secrets to other and or using that information against them is a sign of betrayal. More often than not, this destroys a friendship beyond repair. Make sure you do not do anything like this if you want to maintain your friendship. Once a friend does start sharing their secrets with you, make sure you do the same. Reciprocate. As mentioned, friends share secrets with one another all the time. This does not mean it's just them that should be sharing theirs. You need to share yours too. Share your secret isn't necessarily a rule that lets friendship blossom. This only means you're trusting your friends enough to tell them a few secrets of yours. Trust should go both ways. If your friends break your trust by telling other people your secrets or using it against you, then that just means they're probably the kind of people you shouldn't keep in your life anyway. This summarizes about trust. Sa Twitter Spaces, alam kong may makikilala ako at nakakilala ako ng mga kaibigan. But one of the person who matters to me is Aldrinos Andres, my four M's. Yan naman ang term of endearment namin as friends. We call each other four M's. Trust ang naging foundation ng friendship namin ni Aldrinos from the start pa lang. And I know it will be for keeps. Malaking tiwala kasi yung binigay ni Aldrina sa akin. And having said that, for him to actually trust me that big, kaya ko din siya talaga palang pagkatiwalaan din ang malaki. And I am looking forward for our friendship to blossom to forever. Hence, we wanted to call each other for M's. With you, Aldrinos, thank you for the trust. And I love you for M's. I miss you so much. Kinikilig pa rin ako. Number 9, don't be too critical of their other friendships. Ha, ito na yung mga jealousy. Nako. Given a fact naman that all of your friends will have other friends too. Human beings are very sociable creatures after all. Your friends won't always be with you when going out. They also meet other people outside of that. Alam mo kasi, yung bago mo nakilala yung tao na yan, na naging kaibigan mo, remember, may kaibigan din yan noon. Ikaw din naman, bago mo nakiging kaibigan, yung kaibigan mo ngayon, may mga kaibigan ka rin naman noon. Or ibang kaibigan, ibang sets of friends. But if you have each sets of friends, apart from your friendship. So what will most likely happen is that you'll also meet the friends your friends have made. Well, when this happens, make sure you're not too critical of them. Like, oh my God, ano ba yung mga friends mo, girl? Walang ganon. If your friend and someone else has ended up building their own friendship, it means they were able to understand each other to a certain degree. You will not always understand that, but they will. You don't have to get along with every single one of your friend's other friends, but sometimes you will too. You just have to keep an open mind and allow them in your lives too. Who knows? You might end up being close with them as well. And sometimes you'll encounter friends of friends who you just won't like at all. But that's fine. It happens to the best of us. But this does not mean you should encourage your friends to stop befriending them as well. Sama naman yun. Let them be. Their friendship has to run their own course. Just focus on your own friendship with that person. And if you keep on pestering your friends on their other friends, they might think, oh my God, you're being too jealous or hateful. And this may turn them off, and that will stop your friendship from going further. And lastly, number 10, just enjoy the friendship. The rules of friendship should always remain unspoken. It is not something you say out loud, nor it is something you list down. This is something you remember out of courtesy and respect for your friends. It is something you do unconsciously if you really care about the friendship. The best thing you can do is to just have fun with the friendship itself. Your friends are your sources of inspiration, celebration, and your companion through a good and bad times. Having friends will have a good impact on your life, both physically and mentally. Make sure you have fun with the idea of friendship. And once you quickly enjoy the idea of friendship, you will immediately care for all of the friends you currently have. You will also feel more drive to make more friendship. You will unconsciously start going out of your way to make sure all of those friends will remain with you. Nourishing them will become second nature, and you will be able to keep and maintain your friendship. You will be an amazing friend towards all of your friends. This is the most important part here. Consider making friends as an essential aspect of life instead of a chore. Compare nurturing your friendship to your nurturing of yourself. You nurture yourself because you want to remain healthy, and it is not something you do as a chore. Think of your friendship as the same way. You nurture them to keep them healthy. Well, on a personal note, good friendships are one of the biggest influences of happiness in our lives. They can give us a sense of belongingness and self-value that is extremely difficult to achieve on our own. Good friendships are one of the biggest influences of happiness in our lives. Friends prevent isolation and loneliness and gives you a chance to offer needed companionship. Friends can also increase your sense of belonging and purpose. It boosts your happiness and reduces your stress. If you and your friend have trust, equality, compassion, honesty, and independence, you already have the foundation of a strong and healthy friendship. But even though it can be hard to recognize when a friendship is weak in some areas, it is always possible to improve yourself and your relationship with a friend. Well, another episode has ended. Please do not forget to share my podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to give my podcast a rating so that other people will get to listen to my podcast. And finally, please do not forget to share and subscribe for more episodes. Again, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye. Hi, Vic. Hi, Nad. How are you?
Hello, Tony. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
And first of all, how are you, Vic? And just a short day, few words. What do you do? And what do you do in life?
Hi, everybody. So it's nice that you call me Vic. This was actually my nickname in another life when I used to live, my husband and I used to live a little while in Italy. And that's what people called me there. So that's nice. I am actually a soft skill trainer. And our company is called Silver Train. So it's really about teaching people to be nicer to one another, to be professional in the workplace, and, you know, to not lose that human connection. And our forte is really in communication. So though the views that I'm going to be talking about will be purely my own beliefs and opinions, I do want to establish that this company was put up because we need more kindness in the world. And so we hope that through that mission of empowerment through education, we're able to do our own little part in doing that, making that a reality.
Yeah.
What I like, I'm really into languages.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, aside from English and Filipino, I speak a little Spanish. I'm also an Italian teacher.
You speak Italian? Bueno.
Sí, molto bene.
Are you fluent also?
Huh?
Are you like fluent also in Italian?
Me? Nad? No.
Just what about Nick?
Me, yes. Because I teach lower levels. That was actually what I was doing when we were in Italy. My husband was pursuing his master's in design while I studied the language. Wow. I love animals. We have three rabbits at home.
yes.
Yeah, you always see the updates of the rabbits. And I also have a little bit of a background in sign language because I have family that is deaf. So ever since I was a little girl, I was taking lessons. So mahilig talaga akong mag-communicate. One language is not enough for me. yun, and I guess normal people, I like seeing good shows and eating yummy food, because during the pandemic, ang dami natanggal, di ba? Ang dami natanggal na joys.
Who does life? Who does the club?
Yes.
True.
So, enough about me, si Nad naman.
How about you, Nad? You're so pretty. You both are pretty.
Oh my gosh, thank you. So, everyone knows me as Nad, but you all know my full name. It's a bit complicated. And as given, I'm also French. That's why it's complicated. So,
yeah.
So you have French and half Filipina.
Yes, so I fluently speak French.
Bonjour.
Well. Bonjour, oh. Yes.
What would be your
mother tongue?
Ano yung mother tongue mo, Nad? Would it be more French?
I'd say more. I can't really say, actually, because I really speak English the most. And mm-hmm. when I was younger, it was mostly French. I didn't really know much about Filipino. But when I took up college here in the Philippines, that's when I learned Filipino a bit more. That's why I know how to speak, how to understand. I can make sentences. Even though they might not be grammatically correct, I can still make them.
Nakakatawa.
Yeah, I'd say it's a 50-50.
Nakakatawa yung ano, grammatically incorrect sa Pilipino.
Actually, right now, I am a social media and community manager, as you all know, from the Queens community and from our travel agency with my family. So that's what I have been doing. And my opinions, thoughts, views that I will be mentioning here are purely mine, and it does not revolve around the Queens or the community of the Queens. And my likes, I would say dogs. I love animals. I have 5 dogs. So if Vic has rabbits, I have the dogs. Of course, food. I mean, I honestly gained weight over the pandemic, and it's hard to stop eating. No, right? Like, how can someone not gain weight over the pandemic? And yes, for me, this topic is also very interesting, because over college, I've learned more about the LGBTQIA+ community. I've met a lot of gays. I've met lesbians, bisexuals, and even trans. And for me, this topic is important because we all have fought for something that we deserve, even in history, people we didn't meet, but history books have showed it. And that is what the LGBTQIA+ community is doing right now. And it is nice to stand up for also something that I believe in. And that is something that I have been trying to also learn, because I've been a shy girl back then. And over college, I've bloomed into being confident, being able to believe in myself. And right now, I want to be able to give that back to people and to be just being their ally and being vocal about the things I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Anyway, so go back to the pod. Sino sa atin, si Pia, si Carla, at saka si Bianca?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Baka naman ano.
Hindi, nilala ko
lang. Wala ano. Akong nasabi.
No, just kidding.
They're also wonderful.
Anyway, so let's start. So let's go for the definition of terms muna. So let's define what is really transgender. Transgender mm-hmm. is an umbrella term for person whose gender identity, gender expressions, or behavior does not conform to that typically associated with the sex to which they were assigned at birth. Mm-hmm. I have a friend, my first guest on my podcast was a transgender woman, and she transitioned to be a transgender woman. It was a bit of a struggle for me to, it wasn't a struggle in a sense na hindi ko matanggap, but it's more of like, paano kaya? Baka kasi baka mamaya all his life kasi I know that he is a gay man. So hindi ko alam, mm-hmm. parang ano lang ba to? Trip mo lang ba to? Or napagdaanan mo ba to? Paano mo siya naanuhan? Or is it because you started dressing up, you started joining pageant, na-enjoy mo lang ba siya tapos nagka-boyfriend ka na? Eto na ba yun?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi baka journey lang ng panandalian eh. Then he has to explain to me exactly what he was going through. So what he was going through was, alam niya na bakla siya kasi yun lang yung umbrella na meron during that time. During that time kasi LGBT lang naman, di ba? So, so lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual, yung mga nagdadamit babae.
Yeah.
But not necessarily feeling or hindi naman talaga sila transgender, di ba? So, mm-mm. ang issue niya, I'm gay, pero meron pa akong ibang nararamdaman further than being gay.
Okay.
Ang alam ko lang, gay ako. Pero nung nalaman ko yung term na transgender, ay wait, hindi pala ako dito. This is where I belong pala. Kasi confused lang ako. Hindi ako sa confused, pero parang ito lang ako. Pero mas iba pa, meron pang deeper yung nararamdaman ko. I lahat ng emotions, lahat ng feelings, lahat ng activity na ginagawa ng isang babae, ginagawa ko. Like, kung paano siya umihi, nakaupo siya, sinabi niya sa akin. Kung paano ko mag-decide is based on my emotions as a woman. I always find myself, sabi niya, deciding na ano kaya ang sasabihin ni mama? Ano kaya mararamdaman ni ate? Walang reference doon sa mararamdaman ng kuya o mararamdaman ng tatay.
Wow.
Parang always na ganon. Kasi ganon siya mag-isip. So, siyempre, eventually, nung nalaman niya yung term na trans woman o transgender, that's when she believes na, eto ako. I need to change myself. So, nag-start siya mag-transition. Nung una nga, hindi pa, ayaw niya pa. So, he started dressing up. Sabi niya, bakit ganon? Bakit parang bumibili lang ako ng... Ito pa yung nakakatawa. She buys female clothes but she never wore them.
Wow. So
she never wore them outside. She wore them inside the house. Inside her own room.
Yeah.
Kasi parang feeling niya, tama ba nilalabas ako na ganito? Ganun yung struggle niya. Until finally, she went out on a night out. Tapos, she felt really beautiful. She felt really... Parang nung lumabas siya, parang sabi niya, oh my God, bakit ako naiiyak? Bakit ako nagiging emotional?
Mm-hmm.
So, she felt proud of herself then.
Yeah, and that's when she found herself. So that's when she decided to transition. So mali yung hindi po siya yung isang araw lang na-realize mo na, ay, magbabago ako, trans woman na ako. O trans na. Meron po silang journey na pinagdaanan na a lot of us will not be able to understand. And that the same goes away with Aiza Siguera as a trans man. Si Aiza Siguera, narinig ko yung story niya. Ganun din siya. Ang sabi lang niya, noong una sinabi niya na lesbian siya. Kasi ang alam niya lang niya, ang terminology is lesbian. Noong nalaman niya yung terminology na trans woman, what it means, nalaman niya na, ay, nandito ako sa umbrella na to. Kaya siya naging trans man. So yun, may mga tao na had gone through a lot of journey. So, kaya ko siya dinedefine, kaya ko siya sinasabi sa inyo. I wanted to bring a premise to what a transgender is all about. It's not just a terminology, it's not just a meaning. It's not just a feeling that I decided one day that I'm going to be that. It is a process, it was a journey that these people has gone through para ma-reconcile nila not just with their physical self, but in their emotions, in their mind, that I am a transgender, a trans woman, or a trans man. Yeah. So, it's very important in the community that we hear allies like you guys, like Vic and Nad. You are a great ally for our community. And we would like to, it's very important at this point in time that we hear your thoughts on transgender. Mm-hmm. What about you, Nad? What are your thoughts about transgender people, trans woman or trans man?
For me, like a trans person, a transgender is somebody who is not comfortable with the sex that they were born with. Like, it just means that whatever they were born with, it may not feel like their proper gender identity. Or to make it simple, it does not feel comfortable to have the emotions, to have the feelings that they feel within themselves. So I know that like these terms can be a bit complicated, so I just want to put it out there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that gender identity is a person's internal or individual experience of the gender. So it means that a person may or may not be associated, may or may not be associated to the gender that they were given at birth. And that's why we come up with these words like transgender or cis male, heterosexuals, and all that. That's because it all comes from the within the emotions. And when we see transgenders, or at least for me, the transgenders that I've met, they express their gender identity in different ways. It could be the way they dress up, the way they behave, or their simple manners, their everyday manner. Is it more feminine? Is it more manly? And they do that as a way to feel comfortable with themselves and how they are. And that's why it works well with what you said, that it's more of a process for them. They can't do everything within one night like that. They have to be able to come out when they are comfortable. And the process of coming out may take step by step. And it is up to them to determine what is comfortable for them to start with. If it's to walk the way they want to walk, the way they want to talk, the way they want to dress. It's just trying to find the connection between what makes them comfortable to be out there, to be around the people, and feel like this is me, you know. I may be like this, but this is not how I feel, so I have to change that. What if I try this? And if this feels comfortable, that means they connect to that. And for me, that's what it means to be a transgender person or a trans woman in this situation. That is what I believe a trans woman is, in my opinion, in my views.
That's beautiful. Beautifully said. Thanks, Nad. What about you, Vic?
For me, listening to your story about the definition, I can only use empathy to try and imagine what this person's hell must be like to try to figure out how am I going to feel comfortable in my own skin. It must be so excruciating na hindi mo malabas kung sino ka talaga. And that's even not just specific to gender, diba? What if you want to pursue something that your parents want you to do? But this is what I can liken it to, because personally, I don't know anybody that's transgender. So I'm trying to equate it with how you are not able to be honest with yourself and with the people that you love. So I'm choosing something as general as my parents want me to study this or become this, but that's not where my heart is. So it must take so much courage to sit down with yourself and to say, this is not something that's going to go away. This is something I have to face and figure out paano ba talaga yung tamang landas for me, you know, in a way that I just want to be loved and accepted as anybody does. And if we can just view it this way, like through the eyes of compassion, even if it's nothing that we really understand and it's not our own experience, the world would be such a better place.
True.
It sounds so, it sounds so simple, but we have a way of complicating things so bad.
And sometimes simple things, it's difficult to actually achieve or to do.
Yeah. Oh.
That's true, okay. Yes.
So again, like I said, when you invited for this collab, I'm really not an authority, but I am here with an open mind and an open heart because I want to understand and learn more. So ganun. And in the beginning, there was not a lot of information because I suppose people are afraid to be that guinea pig to open up about their lives, diba?
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I can just imagine how scary and how alone you must feel if nobody has walked the path before you. So that's where I'm coming from, trying to understand.
That's pretty good. I think
it helps then having society open up about these topics. So at least those people feel like they're not alone. They have this safe space that they can approach to. They know that they have heterosexuals like us who can and will be willing to help them and support them throughout the way. Because that is like what happened is a pretty harsh thing to do also. And I know that a lot of trans could be in the struggle. Of course, there are lots of haters out there, and it just feels nice for them, I'm sure, to have a community that will be there for them and make them feel safe, that they're not alone.
Yeah, I want to share a really quick story. It's not about being trans per se, but it's about coming out to your parents. Recently, a very nice mom friend that I have told me that her teenage daughter came out to her as being lesbian or gay. And her reaction really made me cry. Her reaction to her daughter telling her. And she said, "So?" Those were her only words to her daughter. "And so?" And they embraced and parang, so nice, di ba?
Yeah, it's so nice.
It feels such a warm feeling.
Yeah, and the courage to tell your parent and for the parent to just, there's nothing to worry about.
You know, it is really difficult because there's a lot of process for anybody who is a part of the community. The coming out is the most horrible and the most arduous experience. I'm lucky na hindi ako dumaan dun sa coming out na yon. Because on the coming out process, there are people who actually disowned by their own family. On the coming out process, we lost a lot of people in the community because they were not accepted by their own family. Parang sa kanila, what's the will to live? So, alis na lang tayo. Parang ganyan. We lost a lot of people in the community because of the coming out process. So, the coming out itself, coming into terms with yourself is difficult already. So how much more? Ito na nga yung pinagdaanan ko in coming into terms of who am I. And then the people around me, or the world where I belong, will not accept me even further or antagonize me or, you know, make me feel really uncomfortable in my own skin, like what you mentioned earlier, Vic. And I guess it gets even more complicated for the member of the community. And I also I wanted to point out with what you said dun sa message ng mom, nangyayari, meron din kasing generation to eh. In my case, when I was growing up, ang hirap maging bakila. Kasi na-ostracize ka, hindi ka masyadong ano. And noon talaga ang either bakla ka, tomboy ka, or silahis ka. Parang yun lang. Pero may mga nagdadami. Ano? Pero grabe, ang hirap mag-come out noon. Kasi yung generation ng Gen X,
yan yung that's me!
Yan yung nad. We are the generations na ang parents namin working parents. So,
wala internet.
dahil working ang mga parents, walang masyadong guidance yung mga anak. So bata pa lang kami, natuto kami na how to be us. Parang paano ka maging independent? Kaya ang mga Gen X are very very independent and very very resilient people. Kasi nga lumaki kami na kami lang yung nag-asikasa sa amin. Not naman na talagang lahat, pero ganun ang focus ng parents noon were building a family, career, and all. Hindi na masyado nakafocus sa mga ano, sa mga bata. Ngayon kasi iba, marami ng ways to communicate, marami ng ways to understand a lot of things, a lot of behavior. So it comes with generations and behavior then, yung acceptance. Siguro yung kami on as
analog
as
a, tayo yung
type. Yes.
Kailang may analog at merong parang marami tayong information. Milestone. Nawala sa ibang generations.
Oo. So siguro kami, andun kami sa border of, ayaw kasi naming maranasan yung naranasan namin. So siguro, andun yung open, willing to open and to understand sa generation namin. Unlike sa generation after me, yung mga millennials and Gen Z. Sa millennials, yung mga 30 plus na, di ba? Mas madaling mag-accept. And when a child says that I'm coming out. Sa Gen
Z... Pero mas matanda sa akin, ah, yung nagsabing Enzo.
Pero well, siguro, ano nga, kasi yung sa generation natin, siguro kasi, Vic, we're either as a process tayo ng madaling mag-accept sa hindi. Kasi pagka nakita mo din yung mga nagko-comment, mga Gen X yung mga nagko-comment. But the Gen Z, what I admire with Gen Z, grabe, you just show up your emotions. It's so, parang ngayon wala nang ano, wala nang, but it's not even complicated anymore to say, oh yeah, I'm gay. Hindi na siya issue na mag-come out.
Sorry, diba? My parang, husband, can I come in? Like, it's okay, you can come in.
You can say hi, don't bite.
Yeah, no, I don't think he will.
Right. So let's talk about the issues. Recently, there is the ang story, ang premise ng story, may isang transgender woman who went to Zara, a clothing shop in BGC. So she bought the clothes. She wanted to try them. So she, kasi dalawang floor yun eh. May women na I think na nasa second floor and yung ladies nasa second floor, yung men's was on the first floor. She was at the ladies section. So she was going to try the clothes and she was apprehended by a staff. Ang sabi, hindi kami nagpapapasok dito ng ano, ng men. So dun ka mag-try ng clothes mo sa men. So parang nagulat siya. The only thing that I kind of medyo na-dismaya ako kasi hindi niya in-assert yung right niya.
I think she did mention that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok video and I think she did mention that, like, it happened. She told them that she is a transgender woman and she associates herself as a woman. Mm-hmm. And that's why she picked the women side of the fitting room. Except I think the sales lady, based on the video that I've watched, the sales lady mentioned that even though it may make other women uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. True. Pero,
yeah, I felt that happened.
Yeah, pero feeling ko din, she could have asserted further. O siguro sa kanya, she doesn't like to make a commotion and all. Kaya ganon. That's sometimes when you wanted to assert yourself, it doesn't matter whether I'm causing a commotion because I wanted to assert myself. Kasi this is the problem sometimes na pag when you don't assert yourself, you don't get what you deserve because you didn't assert further. Yung ganon. But having said that, ang dami ko nabasa ng mga negative ng mga ano ng mga comments diyan sa nangyari na yan. People are saying na lahat na lang kasi gusto ano, lahat ng gusto nila, gusto ano susundin ng tao. And the one horrible thing na nabasa ko yung tipong hindi talaga sila dapat welcome sa ano sa toilet or sa female facility kasi marami mga ganyan na nagdadamit lang pero mga manyak naman ganyan.
Actually, I think the reason why people feel like that is because, like, I mean, we women are prone to being harassed by men, and as someone who has already been, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And then there's always that if you've already been harassed, the trauma is there, the worry is there. It always, it sticks to you. And if, I mean, I'm only 23 and that is what I'm scared of as well. And if you think on a mother's perspective, Vic, I think you would also be worried about something like that to happen to you or your daughter. But I understand also the fact that this situation of a male dressing up as a woman just to be a maniac or something of the sort is unlikely to happen. I've actually, like, one point I've searched about it, and it's not super recent, maybe around 2018. That was when there was a study that it is very, very low to happen. But of course, we cannot be 100% sure, since it's not extremely recent.
True. Of course,
there's that worry. And then there's this other opinion I heard about, like, what if you open up a different bathroom stall or a different fitting room only for the transgenders? So this was another option that I've heard about. However, I'm curious to know, would this be something that is a form of discrimination against transgenders, especially if we're all about equality? Would that not be a form of discrimination because you are considering them a different gender instead of including them into female and male? So there's that barrier that will always be there. And for me, I think what's just important is to simply educate people. Like you said beforehand, it's all about generation. People will always be close-minded about some things. People can learn if they're willing to learn, at least if they're willing to understand and be open to getting to know these transgender people. They're going to find out that they're just as human as us. They're just as human as female and male, and they deserve the rights as much as we do. Honestly, as females, we've fought for so many rights in history, and that is what LGBTQ. Yes, we are still fighting. And except right now, it is more difficult for the LGBTQIA plus community, because that is something that's more vocal, more like persistent nowadays in our generation, as much as it was back then. It wasn't that much. So I feel like this is, will be something that people have to learn more about and be more open to. And I know, I understand the worries, you know, the worries of being harassed and all that. And I don't think that's ever going to go away. I mean, females can harass men can harass females. Harassment will always be there. And that's why the government put up laws, in the hopes that our society, our civilians, actually pay attention and follow those laws. That's my take, at least, you know. That's from my generation, or for me, feeling that I'm on this generation. I feel like I'm so far from your generation. So I'd like to know also your point of view as a mother of also Nikki.
Yeah, would be interesting.
Well, first of all, I think it's wrong to assume the worst in others. That's always how I operate. How do you know that other people are going to complain being the store staff? I have to look at it pa rin from a training perspective kasi. Has anybody ever complained before? Or did you just assume on your own for that case? And isn't the person that is going to use the changing room a customer too? You know, I'm a very, to be frank, I'm a very paranoid mother. My daughter never goes anywhere without me. You know, I mean, she's only four. So, we're not there yet where she can enter places, you know, alone without adult supervision, preferably one of us, you know, either mom or dad. But this particular case, yeah, really worries me. How can you write off somebody right away? You don't know the story yet. And surely you have people that you know in your community that are experiencing the same struggles. It's just that close-mindedness. Store staff have to be trained how to deal with these kinds of situations, there is a much better way to handle it. You know, you can't just it's coming from, I think, two sources: fear and lack of education. If you aren't aware of the things around you, then it's very hard for you to be sensitive to others. If you aren't even thinking of others, then that's where the biggest problem starts, right? Again, it boils down to common old-fashioned values of decency, respect, tolerance, acceptance, and understanding and empathy. And I know it sounds so out there and so, but it's really, but it's really like that. You know, as a parent, you want to always look out for your child. You want to make sure they're not bullied. You want to make sure they're not the bully. And how do you do that? You know, you fill them up with all the love possible, and you model the behavior that you want to them to have. I remember I was talking to her about very matter-of-factly, because children don't have the jadedness and the biases that we adults have a lot of the time. And I was telling her matter-of-factly, I forgot what the context was, but yeah, she has two moms, or yeah, she has two dads. And to her, it's nothing. You know, there is no coloring of what this means. And oh yeah, okay, it's just like, oh yeah, some kids have two moms, some kids have two dads, you know. And if you're able to, at an early age, teach this with kindness and know, like, because they can read your face, they can understand your tone of voice, I think that's where more inclusivity and understanding and looking out for one another will come into play. You know, you call out the things you see that are wrong, and that's scary too, to be in that, you know, position. Hey, wait a minute, something as simple as the lines over here, get back over here, you know, it's something that we feel, really, am I gonna have to say that? But these are the common principles of respect, understanding, and kindness to one another, which really did not show up in that example of that woman just point blank saying, no, you can't use this, you have to go to the other what's this, the other floor, because the men's area is there, when clearly, you know, you're a woman and you are going to try on women's clothing. How about the safety of that customer in the men's section? You know, things like that. Did I make sense? Because I feel like I went
very
around
well,
the world.
Very, 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 very much, very much.
You did, don't worry.
Kasi ang struggle din nila, pag pumunta ka naman sa men, you're gonna be accused of someone who's maninilip, mamboboso, and all. So where will they go?
Yeah. Oo.
Diba? So where will they go? So ang hirap eh, no? Ang hirap ng situation nila. Again, where will they go? I have a friend who's a trans man. So he goes to the men's toilet, obviously. Pero kasi mas madali sa kanya kasi lalaki yung itsura niya and all. Pero of course, people will be wondering kung bakit nakatayo siya at nag-aantay siya ng stalls. Hindi siya tatayo dun sa urinals. Kasi hindi naman siya tatayo sa urinals. Kasi kailangan niyang pumasok dun sa stalls. Kasi kailangan niyang umihi as the way he, kung paano siya uihi. Pero yung the fact lang na yung feeling of uncomfortable na everyday kailangan mo siyang dalhin. Kasi yun ang expression mo, yun ang identity mo. Yet, kasama ng identity and expression mo, yung mga simple things na ito, it may be trivial to other people, but it's not trivial for them. Kasi struggle yun ng maraming tao.
Yeah, nakakapagod.
Yeah.
I think it's similar to like the hypervigilance we all felt and I still feel with, like, oh my gosh, carrier ba ito ng virus? So it's something that you're always thinking about. So it must feel that way. Na parang, I can't relax anywhere because I am always calculating who's gonna attack me, you know? Siguro, ganun ang naiisip ko. Ganun siguro ka nakapagod, di ba? Because you can't be at peace because you're always hyper-aware.
Mm.
And that's not fun.
I know.
I I feel like society is to blame in a way, because society, it's like we built our society technically, right? We are one of the people who created our, the ways we look, the way we make, how we grow up our children, how we like teach them our values and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones that they look up to. We have people we look up to. And if the people we look up to are saying the wrong things, then we're going to be taught the wrong things as well. And that, I feel like that's part of all this discrimination, because that is something that a lot of people just, like for COVID, a lot of people just discriminate Chinese all because COVID came from China and all that, everything. So I feel like when you see the Chinese, you're all just like, oh my God, COVID. But you know, it's all your mindset at the end of the day. I feel like if you're just close-minded and you don't want to listen to people, you're just never going to listen to people. You're going to be stuck with your thoughts right there. But that's for the COVID topic.
Yeah. Going back, will you not be uncomfortable or how will you not react ba pag nasa mall, nasa toilet kayo sa mall, sa cinema and all, may pumasok na transgender o may makakasalubong kayo na transgender o papasok dun sa isang changing room or dressing room? Is that a big deal for the two of you or no?
I would probably, to be honest, look, and then they can read.
Okay. Yeah, like if I was, as long as they're not doing harm or like being aggressive or being assaulting or any of those disrespecting actions, mind your own business. It's not the problem.
To be honest, there have been times I have used the men's room because I don't have the patience to wait in line when the ladies.
I love
it.
They can look at me all they want. The but hey, if it's taking long, you gotta go. You gotta go.
True.
You can't make a person wait to pee, or else you're also risking their health for UTI. Yeah. Like, what do you want them to do? If they're not harming you, don't mind it. Like,
yeah.
Is somebody's presence gonna provide you some anger or something? No, you don't know the person. So there's no point in discriminating someone you don't know, especially if they just need to do a necessity we all have to do as human beings, which is to pee. There's no problem with that.
Goes both ways then. Other times that I've really needed my husband's help to hold that diaper bag because I can't. It's so hard when you're with a small child alone in the stalls. You need an extra hand to pass you things so you can sanitize, etc. And the women, and I'm there, the mother, the women are giving him a lot of grief, na parang giving him the stink eye. And I'm like, it's just going to take a little while. He's not interested in any of you. He's just helping me hold the diaper bag. Alam mo yun? So it's not only, parang everybody gets it.
It's like when you see it's like when you see a mom bring their child male, a 4-year-old male, to their bathroom because maybe their dad is not with them at the mall. You're not going to leave your kid outside. I mean, we all know that it's not a good idea.
Oh my God.
You're just going to tell them, wait there, child, inside the bathroom for females. So they're not gonna do harm. For me, as long as you're not harmful to other people, go on with your day.
There are many people there, and it's not like you alone with a strange person. I'm not even talking about gender, you know.
Yes.
And the next time you see someone, you probably just, girl, I don't lipstick mo.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially
like, lipstick mo, ganda.
Oh.
naging fan pa yung visit, yung trip mo sa toilet to pee, nagkaroon ka pa ng kaibigan.
Diba, nabudol ka din sa makeup.
Oo, nabudol ka pa sa makeup. If the world, I guess, eto nga, diba, parang sa dami-dami ng mga comments, good and bad, I guess this is not going to end unless people will be educated. And again, it's not even just education, but people could be more accepting and more tolerant, then the world probably of the community will probably be easier for them. And sana hindi na on this kind of series of events, sana people will have ano, will learn things, no, para next time hindi na mangyari. But sabi nga, yeah, when things continues to happen, sana lang may mga mapipick up. Kaya lang sadly, very sadly, sometimes may mga tao talaga na hindi natututo sa kahit sa anong sitwasyon na paulit-ulit nangyayari. Parang love yan, di ba? Parang kahit ilang beses ka nagkasaktan dahil mahal mo lang. Dahil love, sabi nila, nine. But anyway, having said that, I guess ang mga isa pang mga ways to prevent this are ordinances from the LGUs, from the community. I know there are some LGUs who have anti-discrimination bill and some anti-discrimination ordinances, which is very good. I know Quezon City has done a lot of works for the community, and not just for the community. So yeah, and even Marikina and all. So I gave you that link, and ibibigay ko yung link dun sa podcast episode para malaman nyo ano yung mga ordinances and which LGUs have ordinances against anti-discrimination ordinances. And malayo pa tayo dun sa point na dapat pareho tayo ng toilet, na iisa lang yung toilet, common toilet and all. Pero siguro nga, we just really have to accept. But if there's a toilet dedicated for the LGBTQIA+ community, so be it. Para lang maging maganda yung at madali ang buhay nila namin. So be it. Pero alam mo, minsan,
maybe that's why we have unisex toilets. Like, occasionally we see that for women and men. And people don't seem to mind.
Yeah.
Even for unisex, it's like, if you gotta pee, you gotta pee.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Normal. People don't Europe, get mad.
Exactly.
In Europe.
Yes, that's true.
In Europe, there's a lot of unisex toilets. Even facilities nowadays, especially in the UK, there's a lot of unisex toilet facilities already. Right, so let's celebrate queens to another queen. So queen, last thoughts on these messages. Give our trans woman, a trans man, that perk that they needed, especially with all these things that's happening. So any messages to the trans community? I'm sure they will really, really accept that because they found an ally in the two of you. So I'll go with you, Nad. Any message to the trans woman or the trans community?
Well, the message is to know that there is a home, there is a community where you are welcomed, where you will not be discriminated, judged, or you don't even have to think anything like negative about, because the people who are your allies will accept you and fight for your rights. That's why we have Pride Month. And to be honest, I think I haven't been to one yet, but I really want to.
You I'm should. Sure it's really fun. It's really fun. You should.
It looks really fun. That is one of my checklist. I really want to do that, like putting it out there. I've been telling everyone how I've been wanting to go to a pride like ceremony, just because it seems so fun. People are so friendly. I know some trans, some gays and all that. They're just really fun to be with. It's just so full of life. So I just want you guys to know that you guys will always be welcomed. And I've always held to this quote that I cannot please everybody. And I don't think anybody can please anybody, even whoever you think is the most celebrity, the richest person. They most likely will have people who dislike them. But what's important is that there are more people who are there for you than people who would try to bring you down.
Thanks, Nad.
I'm so sorry that the journey is so hard and difficult, but you are so brave, all of you that are pushing and going to reach your dream. And I feel like, you know, we see you, we're trying to learn more, and we just want to understand like keep the lines of communication open and see that. I'm just so sorry it's been so difficult, but like Nad said, you know, there are many people out there just like us that are championing your rights to enjoy the same things that any human being should be enjoying and entitled to and deserves. And everybody deserves a happy, peaceful life. And this has been a very humbling and learning experience for me as well. And I just hope that I'm able to do my part in helping spread awareness and education, because it's really something really important. And we, how boring if we were all the same.
Yes.
We're all unique in our own ways.
True. Lagi yung sinasabi ng sister ko, Amay, magad, tignan mo nga yung kamay mo. Your hands in itself, your fingers, they're not the same sizes. They look different. That in itself is a testament that every person is different from each other.
Less people, like, they're just afraid, you know? I think there's a lot more good that's out there that is just kind of hidden because of fear of being, you know, misunderstood. So, diba Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. Yes.
Yes.
Kilala si Gandhi personally, but
hindi natin siya naabutan. Hindi natin siya karabing elbow big.
Oh, kasi
wag kang ganyan.
Baka isipin ni Nad kasi kilala ko siya. Just setting the record straight.
Nad, since you're the social media manager for the Queens community, go and promote the Queens community.
Yes. Well, in the Queens community, it is called the Queens because we are all queens. And The great thing about this is that we actually accept kings and sovereigns. Sovereigns is what we call to those coming from the LGBTQIA+ community, where everybody's welcome, even on Discord. We even have a Pride community channel. But I think Discord, it may be a bit complicated for some people to use. But our community, even on Facebook, like, I've met here a couple of LGBTQIA+ individuals, even males are here, and it just feels like home. It just feels like a really family-based community. And since you guys are part of it also, what are your thoughts? Is it feel comfortable? Does it feel like a great safe space for everyone?
It's absolutely a great safe space. And no matter whether you can't relate sometimes on topics with people, but I love I love just seeing people supporting each other, regardless whether these girls or what. I love when people are supporting each other, because you throw a question or whatever is bothering you. Mind you, there are a lot of people who are going to come to your rescue and save their peace, which is mararamdaman mo that you're not alone.
Mm-mm. Even if you just want to make kwento, like a random 3 a.m. thought, you just write it down and you submit it. People are going to heart react. People are going to comment. Even a simple, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. They're just going to comment. And the great thing about this is there's an anonymous button. So your identity stays safe.
Yeah.
No one will ever know who you are. It's a mystery to everyone.
Yeah, so you guys, if you wanted to be part of the Queens community, you can search the Queens community on Facebook. And there are just a few questions that you need to answer so that we know that you're not a robot. And we're also on Messenger, the Queens community. So if you wanted to join, please do find us on Facebook. And I tell you, it's a beautiful community. It's celebrating people, not just queens, but kings, but sovereign, as Nat said. But please do join us. And it's a fun and it's a really safe space. So you can always, welcome. And to be honest, this podcast is not going to happen actually nangyari tong podcast na to because I throw a question to the community and the community came to the rescue of saying this and all, and someone told me that Vic actually said to me na, oh, this would be an interesting on your topic on your podcast. So there you go. It now became a topic, and Vic was here and Nad is here. So yeah, thank you very much, Queens. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Yes, it was super interesting. I think we both learned a lot from this, from your friend's experience, from all of our point of views. And now what we have to do is just to continue being an ally and to just make it a better place for everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, Nad. Thanks, Vic. Oh, before we go, Vic, I like your earring pala.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I love earrings.
Anyway, thanks everybody. Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
People who defy gender norms have existed in every culture throughout time. However, the term transgender is relatively new, dating to the mid-1990s. It is useful to think of the word transgender as an umbrella term that encompasses a number of people who live substantial portions of their lives expressing an innate sense of gender other than their sex assigned at birth. This includes transsexuals, cross-dressers, and people who feel like their biological sex fails to reflect their true gender. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today we are going to speak to two members of the Queens Community PH, a community started by former beauty queens Pia Wurzbach, Carla Lizardo, and Bianca Guidotti. Two queens sharing their thoughts about transgender and their take on the recent issue about a transgender denied to use a female changing room at Zara in BGZ. Please welcome Vic and Nand.